Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what?
Check, 1-2, testing, 1-2, testes, 1-2, VITB up in this.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Gay or what?
Vince in the Bay.
Switchboard's all fucked up. Can't seem to control volume. Oh, who cares? Hey, what's up? It's Vincent Bay. Welcome to another edition of Disorderly Conduct. It is Sunday, April 21st, 2013. And tonight's program is entitled Meet the Internet, sort of a play on Meet the Press, Sunday talk shows. I like to try to dedicate this Sunday night program to getting in touch with what has been happening in the world of the Internet. I love to get Internet denizens to join me on this program and talk about particular subjects. Tonight, I'm happy that we will be joined by several guests, including Foolish Reporter, Andrew Blake, and City of Flint. And we will be discussing, in part, the recent passing of the CISPA legislation in the House of Representatives. The bill is now going to move over to the Senate, and we'll see how that plays out. Basically, to be honest, I don't know what is actually in the CISPA bill. I get the idea that people don't like what's in it. I'm hoping maybe tonight that we can shed some light on what is exactly contained in this legislation. But I can tell you that, and this isn't the first time that the House of Representatives have passed a version of this bill. Last year, they did the same thing. After a year after the U.S. House of Representatives first passed CISPA, which stands for the Cyber Intelligence Sharing and Protection Act, okay, it passed it again today. Wait, so it passed it last year, and if that wasn't enough, they decided, hey, let's pass it again this year. I didn't, you know, honestly, I don't know what happened to it when it passed last year. Maybe it died in the Senate, and they revamped it, and now they're sending it to the Senate again. Oh, okay, that's the controversial legislation now heads to the Senate, where it died last year. The act, which would increase the information that is shared between government and technology companies in hopes of preventing and protecting the country against cyber attacks, passed the House with a strong bipartisan vote of 288 to 127, with 18 abstaining. Last year, the bill passed the House with numbers of 248 to 168. And the bill does face resistance in the Senate and from the White House. President Obama, who threatened to veto the bill last year, still believes it does not provide adequate privacy protection for consumers. On Tuesday, the Office of the President said in a statement that the administration was still looking for improvements to the bill. Spokesman said that the administration still seeks additional improvements, and if the bill as currently crafted were presented to the president, his senior advisors would recommend that he veto the bill. Obama and other opponents are worried about consumer privacy and the scope of sharing between the government and independent technology companies. Proponents of the bill, such as Mike Rogers, a Republican out of Michigan, and Dutch Ruppersberger. There's a dude in Congress named Dutch Ruppersberger. Dutch Ruppersberger. He's a Democrat out of Maryland. He introduced the bill and said the sharing of information would allow the government and the proper agencies to address cyber threats quickly. A quote here says, passing the legislation is not just a victory on the House floor. This is a victory for America, said Ruppersberger. Our nation is one step closer to making a real difference in protecting our country from a catastrophic cyber attack. Rogers also shared his excitement in a statement, quote, I'm very proud that so many of my colleagues were able to look past the distortions and fear-mongering about this bill and see it for what it really is, a very narrow and focused authority to share cybersecurity threat information to keep America safe. Again, it's always in the name of safety. When they try to infringe on your liberties, it's always in the name of safety. Always. Some technology companies, including Microsoft, have shown support for the legislation. But unsurprisingly, other members of the technology community have spoken out about the bill. The Internet Defense League, a network of websites that includes Reddit, Mozilla, and the Electric Frontier Foundation, as well as 30,000 other sites, all posted banners calling to have the bill struck down once and for all. a change.org petition has more than 156,000 signatures as well. And CISPA now heads to the Senate. So that's a brief overview, I suppose, of what's going on. I'm seeing people react in the chat room. Shady Playa says, if this bill passes, I'm getting out of the Zionist states of America. Well, if it's already the Zionist states of America, why don't you get the fuck out now? Well, you still can, dude. Yeah, this bill doesn't sound very enticing to me. And it sounds to me like it's going to die just like it did last year. Sorry, Ruppersberger. Dutch. Not happening, dude. I recall last year when all this shit happened, all these websites were censoring, self-censoring their sites. Like, Reddit just put up, I think, like just a big black screen. All sorts of organizations just took down their websites. And I think that's kind of an ironic form of protest. Because, quite frankly, some of those sites that took themselves down or blacked themselves out, I wouldn't mind if they permanently did it, to be honest. MoveOn.org, hey, shut her down, baby. I wouldn't miss MoveOn.org for a second. Hell, Reddit. I don't even bother with Reddit. I don't care. Reddit, you know, I dare you, Reddit. Go ahead. Just black out your site. Go for it, baby. This is like internet hunger strike or some shit. Do it, man. I dare you. I dare you to censor your own site indefinitely until this CISPA thing blows over. Is 4chan doing the same thing, I hope? 4chan, I dare you. Go dark until this thing blows over. Anyway, yeah, you're right, Shadow. 4chan don't give a fuck. Oh, well. So that's going to be our major topic tonight. I'm hoping to get Foolish Reporter on soon to comment. And then a little bit later in the program, Andrew Blake will be joining me, as well as City of Flint, second hour City of Flint. We'll be calling in and giving us an update on all of the crazy, wacky austerity measures and police state measures that are going on in Michigan, specifically Flint, where he's from. So I see a lot of callers on the switchboard. I presume that half of them are SPICO phone numbers. So I'm going to screen some calls here, see what's up, and hopefully be back with Foolish Reporter.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Let's stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what
I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay, everybody. If we all just started making love and not war. If we just do like Selassie say and not hate in the Bay, we wouldn't be dealing with half this shit. But I'm very excited to have my first guest on tonight. He's a blogger over at trenches.su. No, US. It's chronicle.su and it's the trenches.us. It's a blogger at the trenches. I had him on the show once before, and unfortunately, it was going good, and then it got derailed by Asshurt MacFags and Weave calling in and completely running roughshod all over the entire show. I feel really bad, so I'm glad that Foolish Reporter has agreed to come back and hang out with me tonight. We're going to chop it up about whatever. I know a lot of people are interested in CISPA. We're also going to have Andrew Panda Blake will be joining us later. So we'll talk about CISPA with him. And I also envision on deck, after that, we have Sick Just Sicko. Shadow DXS and JVAB and Spyco all waiting in the wings. So it should be a fun-filled evening. We can talk about CISPA. We can talk about whatever. I'm going to have City of Flint come on in the second hour and talk about these bomb drills that they've been having on the regular in Flint, Michigan. We can talk about the Boston bombings or not, but we're definitely going to get a report on the happenings in Flint, Michigan. It's a very interesting microcosm for essentially what's going on in the middle of our country, the Rust Belt, if you will. Don't really see that here in California. I'm pretty grateful to be living in a place where I see a lot of shit, but I've seen worse shit back on the East Coast than I have on the West Coast. It's still pretty golden out here. But good times. And without further ado, I'm going to bring on a friend of the show who I believe is from the West Coast, and that is Foolish Reporter. What's up, Foolish Reporter?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Oh, nothing much. Just doing the radio show. I heard about the CISPA thing being passed. I think it's all to do about nothing, to be honest.
Yeah. Kind of seems that way, but I don't know.
This is what it sounds like to me. The last Congress tried to pass this. It didn't make it through the Senate. So this year they're watering it down a little bit more. Kind of see if they're going to go for it. Senate will probably knock it down anyway. Next year they'll do it again. They'll get a few more votes. Water it down a little bit more, still get denied. You watch, by the time a Republican becomes president, that shit's going to get signed, bitch.
possibility.
But they sign shit all the time. They sign shit all the time that they don't even acknowledge themselves when they should. So fuck that.
It's a funny thing because I mean the internet is completely uncontrolled and unregulated, and fucking politicians can't stand that shit.
I was talking earlier about how the internet should strike back, like they did last year. And apparently April 22nd, which is tomorrow for me still, but various time zones will begin ticking over to April 22nd, and anonymous-led web blackout has begun that will reportedly include over 200 sites, suspending regular operations in protest of the CISPA and Anonymous and other groups for the blackout last week using hashtag CISPA blackout and stop CISPA. While the action is meant to be a repeat of last year's anti-SOPA blackout, which included participation from Wikipedia and Google, Monday's CISPA protest appears to be mostly limited to the hacker and anonymous circles. At present, no major mainstream websites appear on the list of participants. Beyond just standalone websites, some anonymous and Occupy Facebook Twitter accounts have agreed to go silent for the day. Thank God. Can it be a week? How about all year? I dare them to go all year. Do a digital hunger strike for a year.
Yeah, that was a fair point you were making earlier. Could do without some of them. But, that's what they're going to do. That's what they're going to do. It's a gesture, so at least they're making it. But, yeah, as far as its effectiveness, I couldn't really tell you. It seems like a strange way, like you're saying, to remove yourself from the arena you're fighting for. So.
Well, CISPA still, like I said, has a long way to go.
Yeah.
It still faces several obstacles before it becomes law. The Senate has been ignoring the bill, and the White House, like I said before, has already threatened to veto it if necessary. The veto, of course, would require a two-thirds majority of both Senate and the House. Worryingly, the House already passed the bill with better than... Okay, so the House already did it with two-thirds, so now the Senate has to get it with two-thirds. There's no way that's happening.
No. I'm pretty sure the Senate's going to shut it down. Like, the Senate likes to do that for shit that comes out of the House a lot of the times, no matter what it seems. But, yeah.
Hey, but don't tell Reddit or Google or who else?
I don't know. Did we determine if 4chan is
Wikipedia? Wikipedia, just pretend that let those people pretend that they have to protest something and go dark again.
Keep yourselves busy. Here you go. Especially Reddit, they can take a breather after their.
Oh yeah, you're going to censor the internet? Okay, fine. We're just going to censor ourselves for you. There, that should teach you.
Pretty much.
Okay. Okay, assholes, this is kind of what we want to happen, so thanks.
Yeah, exactly.
The whole point of us thing is we want you guys to go black and go away. Thank you for agreeing with us.
It's like a false flag op, but not really.
Oh, false flag. Oh, I'm sorry. You said the FF word. You're going to get a timeout. 2 minutes. Foolish
Damn.
Reporter. 2 minutes. There's certain words you cannot say, and a newly instituted one is false flag. So, foolish reporter, as much as I'm happy to have you as my guest tonight, you're on 2 minute timeout. And to fill the void, I am going to bring on JVAB. JVAB, what's going on, bro?
I'm fine, bro. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. I'm hanging out with Foolish Reporter. We're breaking down this whole CISPA thing. We're pretty much convinced that it's not going to pass.
No, it's And can it really pass? Like, honestly, like, if you really want to censor, like, I already know I cannot say certain things, so I'm not even going to. But if they really do want to censor the internet, what they really need to do is, like, all of these hosting companies that these people sign up for and have their hosting on their server and their websites on, these hosting companies need to optimize their directory structure to have a specific search engine that searches every single website under these servers for these specific keywords or tags or that's embedded into these Chevron anchors. And if these words and keywords or tags come up at which they do not want to be there, they should automatically have the non-display option and just automatically take it off. But I don't know why they can't really do that. Maybe because it might disrupt a lot of, like, the browser environments. So Internet Explorer, your IE Explorer, works different from your Firefox and works different from your Opera and your Safari and so forth. Maybe that's the reason why they haven't implemented that type of structured, like, censorship on the Internet yet. But I'm not trying to give them no ideas on how to go about it, but that's just a simple way they could go about censoring information on the Internet.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Let's bring on, before we bring back Foolish, let's bring also on the panel tonight. We have, first of all, we have a little feedback party going on with you, JVAB. I don't know what's going on. You might want to get a handle on your technology over there. I'm getting some feedback. Oh, Danny Dantalian. I'm sorry. I got to do some chat moderation duties. Danny Dantalian, 2 minutes. 2 minutes, Danny Dantalian, for scrolling. 2 minutes for scrolling. Sorry, JVAB. Before I bring Foolish back on, I'm going to bring on another panelist tonight. We have on our Meet the Internet panel, Anon Sicko. Welcome, Anon Sicko.
I'm not Anon Sicko.
I mean, just Sicko. Just Sicko. That is actually I'm doing great. That is actually something we can sort of recap here tonight. This is sort of the week in review show, and once again, one of the breaking stories beyond just the obvious stories was the fact that quietly during all of this, Sicko changed the first four letters of his Twitter handle that used to be Anon, and now it just says Just 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 Sicko. He has essentially renounced his direct affiliation and with Anonymous, and he's just going to continue doing his thing as Sicko, or actually just Sicko.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. Whatever.
We broke that story here on the air live, by the way, this week. I scooped so many people this week. I scooped the 60 Minutes hack. I reported 60 Minutes, the 60 Minutes hack before BuzzFeed did. Or TMZ.
It's true. It's true he did. I saw it.
But I have my finger on the pulse of the internet, bro.
About this, though, I think some people are kind of missing the point. I think some people are just seeing... it's an internet bill. Let's use the same tactics as we used against SOPA. And, well, SOPA and CISPA aren't the same kind of bill. SOPA was going to shut websites down. CISPA isn't designed to do that. CISPA is just designed to collect information on people. Something companies like Google and Facebook are already
doing.
Can
we vote? Can we at least vote on which websites we get to shut down? How's that process determined?
Nah, please don't shut down Google Hima. Like, the all almighty Google Hima,
what if everybody just sort of universally says, you know what, dudes? We think Google's got too much of a strangle on search. I think we need to break it up. I mean, who's to say anybody put a witch hunt out on a big entity?
Optimization. Like, they do have it. Like, like bay optimization is like really nuts. Like if you have a specific website with specific blog, like that does not coexist to they structure it on the SEQ, then your website is gonna get some like low rankings, and no matter how you try to like change it, like Google is like one of the most hardest search engines to appease. It really is.
Yeah. But.
Oh yeah, one thing I wanted to mention, just interject, no relation, but just a little promotional teaser. During the also in the second hour of the show, we're gonna hear from City of Flint, but also in the second hour, before the show's over, I'm going to reveal a very special guest I'm going to have on this show next week. And I think some of you might be a little surprised. I'm really excited about it, and that will be revealed at some point before the show ends. All right, continue. Go ahead.
CISPA is just requiring these huge companies and websites to collect information, something they're already doing. Now it's just easier. It's just making it easier for the government to get to that data. SOPA, on the other hand, threatened to shut down websites that had content that was aimed at or had content that was under copyright or whatever. And if site owners didn't remove the content themselves or at the request of these companies, then the government would shut down the website. That's why everybody went dark, because it was to show everybody what would happen when this law took effect, how all these websites would be shut down. That's not going to happen with SOPA or CISPA. Unless you're saying with this blackout that if CISPA passes, you'll leave the Internet, then a blackout isn't relevant here, you know?
Yeah, but
oh, you know, hang on a second. Hang on just a second. Speaking of blackouts, I got to bring off a timeout, Foolish Reporter. Foolish Reporter, you're back on live. Off the timeout.
All right, I'm good.
Hey, while we were going off there, while you were on a timeout, was there anything you wanted to say in response or in addition?
No, not really. I was thinking of something else while you guys were talking about the 420 rally shooting in Denver. So.
Oh yeah, that was pretty.
Oh, you know what I got to do? I got to do some more chat room moderation. Saul Goodman, 2 minutes. Saul Goodman, 2 minutes for scrolling. 2 minutes.
Saul
chat
Goodman,
room.
That's a crazy lawyer.
What's that?
That's Saul Goodman. He's a crazy lawyer. Like he's actually a lawyer that I know.
He's a boss. Yeah, he's a boss, dude. You don't want to fuck with him. But he spams my chat room, man. The rules are rules. It's policy. It's nothing. It's nothing personal. It's just policy. I like Saul. He's one of my favorite callers. Saul's one of my favorite callers. He's a great person. He's a great almost like if he was around enough, he'd be a great ombudsman for the show. Like a person that sort of critiques the show as. Yeah, if you've ever watched Red Eye, but during the middle of the show they have a halftime report where like they have this guy who's in another studio who just basically watched the whole first. It's a talk show, roundtable talk show, and this guy comes in and critiques their arguments and whatever, and calls them out on their bullshit and fact checks them and all that shit. Saul Goodman would be a great person to play that role where just like halfway through the show, just go, all right, Saul, what do we get wrong so far with the show? And he'd always be like, dude, this show is boring the balls off me. I can't believe I'm still awake.
Thank you, Saul Goodman.
Okay, I got to mute Sicko here. Hang on. Sorry, Sicko. He's requested to be muted. Well, we got a shit ton of callers. I'm hoping that one of these callers is going to be Andrew Blake. And hopefully we'll discuss further this whole CISPA nonsense. Let me bring on a caller unscreened. I don't know who this is. Caller, you've been on hold for about 5 minutes. Who is this? Hello, caller. You're live on the air.
You know who this is. Why are you playing with him?
Okay, I'm going to put them back on mute. Oh, mute. All right, I'm going to bring on Hammurabi's Code. How about that? Hammurabi's Code, are you there? Hammurabi's Code, are you there?
Yeah, self-mute and all that shit. He's been saying Gucci, Vince?
I did not say Gucci. Why should I say Gucci?
I said, have you been staying Gucci?
Staying Gucci? I don't even know what that means, dude.
Well, I know you've been beating your dick, so I'm assuming you've been staying Gucci, too. And I can appreciate that.
Right.
So why is Saul on mute?
Saul is on mute for he got 2 minutes for scrolling, just like Danny Dantalian did. And then like Spyko is asking for right now. Spyko, 2 minutes for scrolling. They keep scrolling false flag. I don't know what the fuck. Oh, because I
Boston
gave...
Boston Marathon was a false flag, bro.
Oh.
Hey, all right, 2 minutes.
Nah,
Hammurabi's Code.
Can you please not get
Hammurabi's
right out, like...
Code. 2 minutes saying false flag. All right, we have another caller here that's been waiting, that just called in a minute ago. Caller, are you there? You're unmuted. Who is this?
Hey, Vince. It's Asshurt.
Asshurt MacFags. What's going on, Asshurt?
Not too much. Just got off, done watching Game of Thrones, you know, catching up on the old television, being a good American, you know.
Ooh.
And, I saw City of Flint was going to co-host and or be on the show, and I want to call in and talk to him because he's a big fan. Good guy.
Yeah, well, you're a little bit early. He's going to come call in the second hour. Right now, we're actually waiting for...
Oh, what the fuck?
Right now, we're waiting for Andrew Blake to call. Andrew Panda Blake is supposed to call.
Yeah, he's great, too. I met him
in New Jersey. You met him at the Panda Box?
Wait, and by meet, you met him. What do you mean exactly by you met him?
I met him in New Jersey at Weave's going away party.
You had a three-way with him, with Weave?
Huh?
You and him had a three-way with Weave?
I don't know how you got that from a going-away party, but
well,
let your imagination run wild. That's fine.
Hey, I'm just reading between the lines here.
His girlfriend was there, too, if that's any consolation.
Oh, foursome. Oh, that's hot. Is there video?
There were a lot of cameras there.
Oh, God, that'd be great.
And next, how come she didn't upload us a copy of the video?
I'll see what I can do. I'll pull some strings, make some calls, you know.
Are you going to pull some strings? That's greatly appreciated.
Yeah, I'm a total top.
How you doing? A long time I hear from you. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Let's see. No, I'm good. I'm still on the road. I'm up in New Hampshire right now, giving Vince that support.
Right on.
Mm-hmm.
Glad to hear you called in.
I was just like, he's the man for the moment. I have to give my support. Sometimes it's like people hate on the dude. Don't hate on the bay. I'm going to put them in the bay. Keep telling them that.
Oh, yeah.
347-826-7667 is the number. I'm Vince in the Bay. I got Foolish Reporter, JVAB. Hammurabi's Code is back off of mute. His timeout is over. Assert's here. And now we are joined by Spyko. What's up, Spyko?
What is it?
Hey, what's up, Spyko? What's going on? What's on your mind tonight?
Not much, you know. I don't know, just hanging out, having a good time. We were talking about all kinds of heavy and fucking deep shit with JVAB earlier. It's fucking ridiculous.
Were we harshing your mellow?
Nah, man. Not at all.
You know what I could do? You know what I could do? I could just turn this into a Buckethead show. Just Buckethead appreciation show. Play nonstop Buckethead music.
What?
Yeah.
I'm trying to listen to this fucking.
You know, Buckethead has a song that's dedicated to Michael Jordan.
Africa, Bambaataa.
Is he really?
Sonic Force, Planet
Rock.
Yeah,
it's just called Jordan. It's just called Jordan by Buckethead.
No,
here
fuck
it is.
That. You gotta use some soul.
Is he really just like an autistic guitar player that's just like incredible?
That's a set.
Dude, I can't control the volume for some reason. Great.
That music was
awesome.
That's
fantastic.
Sit in the front of a Oma style sheet, and you're ready to throw some divs and throw some table colors. That music is awesome to jam to, man. That was like, get you pumping.
Yeah, I'd listen to that any day. NBA jams, really.
Bucketheads.
You sitting there in front of your CMS and you design it, and with that music just pumping in your headphones, it's like you just motivated. It's like inspiring.
Hell yeah.
Spyko, what noise are you making? Come on. Oh, Spyko gets 2 minutes for being Spyko.
Oh, don't say it to Spyko.
347-826-7667 is the number. I got Foolish Reporter here. Foolish Reporter, now you're a blogger. What has been your latest story that you've been working on?
Last thing I wrote actually was going all nutty conspiracy theory about shit, just for the hell of it. But paying attention.
What's your conspiracy theory? What's your conspiracy theory?
So mostly with the explosion in Texas. Actually, there is some correlation people made that the same day fucking back in 1947 was the largest industrial accident in U.S. history, and it was also a gas explosion in Texas. So, and now they're actually already coming out with saying it was a missile or a plane hitting into the plant, of course.
What?
But, yeah, and then there was also another thing, a hospital 81 miles away had a blog post saying that they were preparing for a mass casualty drill the same day, and then it got updated saying all their resources got put towards west. So that definitely got the Alex Jones crowd fired up.
Oh yeah.
Do people realize that like a fertilizer plant is like is a ticking time bomb? Because I mean, fertilizer is
Oklahoma City. Hello.
Explosives.
Okay, foolish. Since you are a designated conspiracy guy, what is with the chemtrails? What is with that about? Can you enlighten J-Vap? Can you shine the sun on J-Vap? What is with them chemtrails in the sky?
I can't hear you, man. I've got bad shit. What?
No, I said, what is with them chemtrails that the airplanes are spraying in the sky? What is them chemtrails? What do they have to do with the environment? You as a conspiracy guy.
People think that's a form of geoengineering to keep the planet cooler. And there's if you put in chemtrails, Reuters 2010, the UN actually officially discussed it like a few years back. But yeah, it's essentially people think it's some kind of dioxide that they spray in the air to block out sun and UV rays to keep us cool and protect us from sun radiation.
Oh,
some people are really into it, and others just think it's bullshit. So,
so what do you think, as you, as the conspiracy designated guy right now, what do you think that it is?
Project Blue Beam.
This is my theory on it. They say that they, when I mean they, I mean that the computer information sources that I've been Googling and Binging and so forth on these search engines, majority of them say that chemtrails are a form of like electrifying the soil that makes the genetic engineering grains, that, makes those GE grains actually grow. Like those places that had chemtrails over it, nothing grows. Nothing grows. There is no weeds, there's no grass, there's no nada. But if you put
But they put chemtrails over like Chicago, like
yeah, I
over
don't know
industrial
what it is,
cities.
But it has something to do with electrifying the soil that makes genetic engineering like seedlings grow. So for instance, now the farmers, they have to only get their seeds from a specific source. And then they have to get enough seeds. Well, it's all, when I say genetic engineering, it's all in a lab hybrid somehow that they pesticides and so forth that they don't really have to use, and it's much stronger resistance to this, that, and other. But it comes back to this chemtrail in the sky, which is my question, and it says, the majority of the sources says it actually electrifies the soil of the earth. But you, as a conspiracy theorist, you're actually telling me that, in your opinion, it has nothing to do with that. It has something
that's
to do with
cooling the planet. Yeah, that's the first time I've ever heard that iteration of the idea. That's for damn sure. Like I said, as far as I know, people think it's to stop global warming and shit. There was actually a group in Hawaii that got a law written into the books banning chemtrails over Hawaii. So it's a weird kind of gray thing where there's enough evidence that a lot of people think it's really real, then, you know, you still got a huge chunk of people who are just like, what the fuck are you talking about? So, but I've never heard that it's actually some weird particle thing to electrify the earth for whatever reason.
Yeah, because bases come down to, I don't know if I could say this, but I get in trouble, but it bases come down to controlling the food supply and so forth, and how it's distributed and redistributed and gathered up, like in the world.
New world order shit, population control.
I'm not even getting into that. I'm just on a chemtrail topic right now with that. But I was saying too, I'm watching a lot of videos on YouTube with these conspiracy guys, and they all show me like every state they have hundreds and hundreds of thousands of like black cases that looks like coffins, like they saying it's some FEMA emergency. What is that about? Do you know?
The thing I always heard about that was that comes from good old Alex Jones, is FEMA camp coffins. So they're planning on killing people, and these are easily movable and storable coffins for remains.
Why would they need coffins, though? Wouldn't they just throw a bunch of people in a fucking ditch like the Nazis did?
That would make more sense. I'll be dust.
I don't know. I was just like, my question is conspiracy theorists. You know, I said, but I hear you, man. I take your theory and your words in stride.
Well, the one thing to say for a lot of them is, for whatever reason, they're persistent. So it's a strange form of our consciousness expressing itself, like we're, you know, like if you ever heard of the Webbot, where they think
what do you mean by like new leadership? Like, what is that about? Because I'm kind of like lost when you say, okay, they have some form of plan. Like, who have a plan? Like, you telling me Alex Jones is like
the global elite, man. Of course.
Does anybody not here know about, like, Project Bluebeam? Because, like, that's some real shit, dog.
Yeah.
That was supposed to happen last summer during the Olympics.
It's supposed to happen, like, 1,000 times. I think it was supposed to happen 10 years before. But, I mean, there's all these signs, guys. Just like in the Bible. You just got to look deep enough. It's GMOs and Monsanto and all this shit. they're going to get the food supply, then they're going to get your fucking brains, then they're going to get your
Gucci. Yes, he's right, you know.
Okay,
when they take your Gucci, you won't be able to beat your dicks.
I would,
then what the fuck
go correlation. It might have some form of, like, linkage, but the Bible was actually written for those days, back in those days, in those times, for what if these people could comprehend, because you cannot confuse J-Rad with that nonsense like that.
I'm into ancient aliens, actually.
The Bible's not nonsense. It's actually a great read.
It is a great read. It is a great way if you want to, like, live your life in a certain form of, like, conscious being. But for you to, like, straight just tells me that this is the way you have to live, and this is a dogma of this religion, and this is the way my society has to be, because the dogmas of this says we have to do that.
Well, there's actually Thomas Jefferson made a version of the Bible called the Jefferson Bible, and he took out, like, all of the it's called the Faith and Moral Teachings of Jesus Christ, and he took out all the, you know, mystical crap, and it's basically just the good shit that Jesus said, you know, like, because, I mean, Jesus was a righteous dude,
Google.
Yeah.
Go to Google and type up Gomorrah Akhenorum, and you're going to see something, like, really what you want to learn something mystical, study the Gomorrah Akhenorum, and it has really a lot to do with referencing the Bible, but they would use, like, different names for whatever they reference or whatever type of, like, magic they're trying to do. Like, it all comes from these ancient Babylonians and their system and so forth, of playing on words and terminologies and so forth. But spiritualism, you have to really be born or, like, in tune with a certain frequency or certain vibration in the universe in order to do or perform any type of, like, spiritual magic. That's number one. And if you're not in tune and you're not into that vibrancy or that vibration or that frequency, you're not going to perform any type of, like, real spiritual magic.
I actually agree with that, but I don't think you have to be born with it. I think you can train yourself to be attuned to that frequency.
Okay. If you're going to train yourself, now, that's totally different. That means you have to really go to someone. You have to actually go to a source who actually has that form of, like, skill, which is going to actually train you. Like, it doesn't matter how much times you pick up a book, and, like, I don't knock a million. I don't knock what people do. Like, I got my own Wicca in the tower myself. And everyone practices their own religion and practices their own thing. But all I got to say is for you to really be endowed with that type of gift, you have to be in tune with that frequency. If you're not born with it, you have to find some way of channeling or tuning into that vibrational frequency. Because you cannot just say that, okay, I'm up today and I got mental powers. That don't work. Or I'm up today and I got spiritual powers. It's like, these are things like J-Bad really like,
to work on it. It's like working on yourself, self-actualization, you know, and being attuned with the vibration of life.
Exactly.
Which is a very fine,
When you wake up, you got to know what color to put on, what certain colors bring, what certain vibrations, what mood you're in. The time for females, the time of their monthly period, that's like included into it. So this is a whole, like, aspect of, like, getting into it, but getting back to the Bible and so forth, it is a good way to live your life, because it's not a malice way. It's not a aura complex way, you could say. It's not that reptilian brain complex way. You have empathy, sympathy, you have compassion for your man, and that's the way it really should be still, even though we are truly warlike.
Yeah, no, I agree.
So do I. 347-826-7667 is the number. We've got we're getting close to rounding out hour number one. I'm highly anticipating Andrew Blake's call. I think I might have had him on the line for a second and accidentally hung up on him. So I think I'm gonna take a little break here. He wanted me to play some Buckethead. I don't have the Buckethead he wanted though. But I do have some other Buckethead here. So I'm going to play some Buckethead and Scream Calls, and hopefully, Andrew, if you're listening, call in 347-826-7667, press the number 1, or you can go to the show page, scroll up to the top of the page, and there's a way to connect via Skype. Still, you want to press the number 1 to alert me. You want to be brought on the show. So I'm really excited. I have JVAB, Assert, Hammurabi, and Sicko is going to come back with us in a second. And then we also have, looks like Saul Goodman is going to join us. And believe it or not, I think we have the One Angry Jew on deck as well. This could get interesting.
Where's
kids?
Shmoop?
Yeah, Shmoop, the Jew, is going to be on here very shortly. You might want to charge up the phone. Anyway, the phone number 347-826-7667. Hopefully, we're going to be back with Andrew Blake, and then we're going to hopefully also get City of Flint to check in with us as well later in the hour. So we will BRB. Rock out, motherfuckers.
I can't never stop working hard. Each day I feel I have to improve. Hard work. Determination. I've got to keep pushing myself.
hit it.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti I brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisi. Parliamo di Rentro 86, un segnale in balcone.
These top fighters are really something else.
Flawless victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What a silly Negro.
Aw, yeah. What up? Welcome to the second hour of Disorderly Conduct, your Sunday Meet the Internet edition. We have been discussing several things. We of course, have gotten off topic several times, but I'm still happy to have a very fantastic panel with me tonight, and we're going to add more callers momentarily. But of course, my guest, if you missed him, Foolish Reporter is here. Did he leave? I think Foolish might have bailed. All right, no worries. Foolish was my first guest. He was with us for the first hour. Great to hear from him. Also, now we're going to be joined by Andrew Blake, my next guest. He is going to join us to talk some more about CISPA and the reaction that people on the internet are having to the passing of the proposed bill, the Cyber Intelligence Sharing and Protection Act. Was passed by the U.S. House of Representatives like it was last year and is probably going to die in the Senate like it did last year. But things could be different. Who knows? But I know A.P. Blake, I know he can certainly attest to what's going on, and I'm glad he's here with us. And now I welcome him to the show. Welcome, Andrew. What's up?
Thank you. Can you hear me in Radioland?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Awesome. You know, Vince, thank you for that absolutely lovely introduction. But I must say that there's something that's absolutely imperative that needs to be brought to light at this moment. So if you don't mind, but I feel this has to be addressed. So may I have a moment?
Absolutely. The floor is yours. Go for it.
Okay. So I tweeted out on the Twitters just a moment ago that, you know, the link to the show, because if anyone's awake at this ungodly hour and has nothing to do, by all means, I encourage them to listen to us. But so I tweeted it out, and there's a fellow who just tweeted back. And, you know, I mentioned something about, you know, I would really hope we get to talk about CISPA and Buckethead tonight. But so this fellow who wrote back, he is at MegaRichard420. According to his profile, he fucking loves wrestling, playing drums, and heavy fucking metal. And his girlfriend, first of all. And the thing is, I just want to know, his profile picture looks like Eddie Vedder, like holding his index finger up to his lips as if he's saying shh, maybe like in Jeremy when they silence it when he says the F word in the MTV video. But so if Richard Rodriguez at Mega Richard 420 is listening right now, if he can confirm if that's Eddie Vedder or not, that would be great. Just because I only have one hand to type because the other one's holding the phone, and I'm now everything has to go. All my energy is going to you, Vince, so I can't just. Anyways, I want Richard Rodriguez to know. That's all. All right, what's up?
Oh, nothing much. We were talking earlier about CISPA and this vote in the House of Representatives. Have you been following this?
God. Again. Yes. Again. Absolutely. What did I miss tonight? What aspects were we talking about? Because there's so many silly aspects to CISPA right now. So many.
Oh, the one that I find the silliest is the websites that shut themselves down in protest.
What is the roster looking like right now?
I don't know. I don't think it's as hardcore as it was last year. I think it's a more lackluster turnout this time.
Well, you know, I don't think. I mean, I could be wrong. I don't think there was a CISPA blackout last year. I know when there was the SOPA blackout.
SOPA.
That got.
But whatever, same thing.
Yeah, but well, I mean, they really are very, very different. They're both involve computers and what you do on the internet, but they're totally different and do all sorts of different things. But no, this in my opinion, SOPA and the PIPA, whatever you want to call it, were way worse. But that blackout, I mean, I think that was the one that was Reddit, Wikipedia, and I don't know. Something stupid, but no. When that happened, like, that was planned way in advance. I think they were talking about that probably like a good week or two. And with this, like, word just came out, I think, on Friday evening. So, I mean, to really make this effective, I think you would have to like build up to it and kind of, you know, give people time to wonder, oh, really, are people actually going to go through with this? And then when it happens, like, have a good idea what it's about and then kind of get reminded. So, I mean, I haven't seen a list of who's actually participating, but if we get a good number, I mean, I think that would do something, but I haven't heard of anyone actually confirmed to do anything tomorrow. But I could be wrong. If anyone's out there and can provide such a list, that would be
well, secret. we do have the internet's most astute fact checker with us live on the air. I'll bring on Assert MacFags. Assert.
Oh, absolutely. That'd be great.
Hey, what's up?
Jamie, I'm so glad you're mine. You'll be together a long time.
I think you sang that at Wee's party.
I'm pretty sure I did, too. Yeah. Okay. Hey, what's up? Yeah.
Nothing.
Did everybody feel really awkward after it at the party, just like they did now?
I mean, it was an internet party. Everyone was awkward the entire night.
It was pretty funny.
Like, anytime you go to a party and people have to introduce themselves by their handles.
Drunk. We did tape you to a pole because you're really drunk.
Yeah, but anytime you go to a party where people have to introduce themselves by their handles, you know, it's going to get weird. But it's all part of the game.
I had fun. It was a good night.
Yeah, super. So, what's
I really got nothing to say right now. I'm actually getting ready to go to bed. I got to go up to work in the morning. But it was good to hear from you.
Oh, you too.
Fucking rock on the rest of the show, you guys.
What's that? I beg your pardon?
Rock on the rest of the show. False
okay.
Flag.
All right. Good night.
Later.
Hello? Vince? Vince, are you there? This is getting so weird.
Do we lose Asher? Did she rage quit? Did you make a match?
What happened?
She rage quit. All right, I'm bringing back the rest of the panel. Of course, I'm being joined right now by Andrew Blake.
I thought we were talking about the internet. I thought we got internet talk tonight. All right.
Yeah, the internet. So CISPA, yeah. Internet. What's your take on all of this?
Oh, I don't. No. Don't go. Who's this panel? Now I'm just all confuzzled. I'm just all confuzzled, Vince. I don't even know.
Are you having like a mental breakdown on my show, dude?
No. Let's just start over. Let's do it again.
Okay, let's see. How about this? We will do a little reset. Okay, everybody back to one, everybody. All right. I'm not going to play a Buckethead song all the way through, but we'll pick it up from... Jesus Christ. My producers are going to kick my ass. All right, here we go. We're going to pick it up from... we are going to pick it up from right... Let's do this right here. This is going to be where we pick it up from.
Broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA. You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
All right, we are back. Our
guest right now is
Andrew Blake. He's fired up. He's ready to talk about CISPA. There was the bill passed, the CISPA Cyber Intelligence Sharing and Protection Act was passed by the U.S. House of Representatives. There are 200 websites that are offline. I have the link to it. It's on AnaniOps.com. Yeah, let me just put that in the chat. These are the sites. Let me read them off to you. There you go. FriendlyNeighborhoodAnarchist.com. DannyChaos.com. It's spelled with a K-H-A-O-S. NuclearCoffee.org, AnonPlusRadio.com, AnaniOps.com, except I'm reading this on AnaniOps.com, and how can it be black if I'm reading this on, anyway, GeekRepublic.org, participating in the going offline for protests of CISPA, HackArchives.org, Deftarian something or other.com, Brandon Lee Stewart blog.blogspot.com, prisonmovement.wordpress.com, filmsuck.net, cybergorilla.org, cybergorilla.tk, cybergorilla.org again.
Hey Vince, can I? You just reminded me of something. I had to tell you tonight, and you just triggered it.
What's that?
No, so I was actually completely unrelated, but I was filling out my. I decided I was going to update my resume tonight.
Contributor to the Vince in the Bay show. Yeah, absolutely. I sign off on it.
Yeah, but so here's the thing, though. So. You know, I was obviously going to bump that to the top, but I started going through thing by thing. I was like, what am I going to, you know, don't want people to, you know, and like you have your life to pick and choose when you get to this point in your career. And so I used to work for this ad firm that This is an advertising agency, and we specialized in guerrilla marketing. But the thing was, after a while, I just left, and we kind of left on bad terms because it was just, frankly, it was just monkey business.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. Speaking of monkey business, we've got other callers that we have to bring back onto the panel, and we have new callers that are waiting patiently. Once again, Andrew Blake is with us. He's our guest right now.
Hey, Vince, can you tweet out that list of the CISPA sites? Because I can't load it up in the chat right now. So if someone can tweet it out, that would be super. So we can see this. Because, I mean, obviously, you said there's 200 of them, so I'd love to see the rest of, like, it would be great if there are some big names participating in this, but I,
There's not. There's not. In fact, I think all these, like 90% of these are fake. But it's on AnaniOps.com. There you go. I just tweeted you it. I just tweeted. Tweeted.
Loaded. Oh, super. I said super like four times tonight. It just seems the most appropriate.
You
want to
time out for that? You want to go on time out for saying super?
No, I'm cool.
You know who else is cool? My home skillet, JVAB, who's still hanging tight with us. What's up, JVAB? You're on with Andrew Blake.
Jim, my question to Andrew is, how do you know that those online guerrilla marketing guys is a bunch of monkey business?
I just had this, like, primal instinct.
Like, final instinct meaning that, because right now you want to drive away a lot of their customers because they claim to have the best SEO and so forth and put you over at 100,000 listings, even in the yellow pages and so forth, because I've been through phone calls from them to market a couple of our websites and all. But I didn't even, like, click and work with them. But how do you really, because they really selling it. They really sound, like, solid. But you as a former employee is, like, really making JRAB know that, no, it's not. They're not really solid. It's, like, there's holes in their structure.
You know, I would love to help you right now, but if you really need an SEO analyst, I'd have to invoice you, and I would not like to advertise my numbers, you know, my rate over the air because,
Really, I don't need any, like, searches and optimization or anything like that, but got that call.
Hey, you know what? You guys can work this out in the green room if you want. If you want to, you know, work, talk business, you don't have to do it on the show.
Green room, 420, smoke a bowl.
Oh, yeah, it's 420. You know what? I celebrated 420 by doing?
What'd you do?
Did not smoke weed.
Ooh,
yeah, the one day of the year I do not smoke weed is 420. Take that day off. All the whatever wannabes, they do it that day.
I know, they be like 420, man, 420, bro. I'm like, I'm 420 every day. I'm turning on my computer.
So I'm saying. All right, hey, let's bring back more panelists. We have Hammurabi.
Yeah,
Hammurabi.
You're good. You're good, Blake.
No. Are we gonna talk CISPA? Like CISPA? Like actually?
God, I
like,
hope not. Jesus
people
Christ,
have questions.
That boy's a fucking
like,
dick off of me. Holy shit. You got Vince reading 100 fucking sites for like 20 minutes, and then you want him to tweet it out.
PropCulture.com, FreeBradLeNet.net, RubbingAlcoholic.com, CarbonCopy.tumblr.com.
See what you did?
Wait, is it really rubbing?
This is your fault, Blake.
AshyToJazzy.com.
Helen Page.
Which
is non-income. These websites are like non-profit.
They
not
don't exist.
Income,
it's,
so
but
they
half
don't.
Of them.
They wouldn't care to shut down.
Most of these links just link back to the
same
exact list.
Well, no. I'm not that concerned about this blackout. So, like, if we're talking about CISPA, like, are there questions about CISPA are people, but I'm also going through this list and some of these are
okay, let's
hilarious.
Talk about it. Can you tell me some of the known laws that's out right now under that act that JBAD cannot even think about breaking? As a web developer, as an IT guy.
I beg your pardon?
Okay, that act that they signed, that Computer Security Information Act that they signed, the laws, right? So what are some of the laws that I cannot break? What are some of the laws that's stated in that article, yep. or I'm sorry, in that document that is going to tell JBAD he cannot do this or he cannot do that as a web developer or IT guy? What are some of the known rights?
Well, if this was passed, there's not going to be any do's and don'ts. It's not going to actually restrict or regulate anything. All it's going to do is that private businesses, anywhere from internet service providers to servers, web hosts, any business on the internet, all it's going to do is say that these places can voluntarily share information, which is relatively vaguely defined, but they can share information with government entities that would in turn curb, reduce, and possibly halt cyber attacks. So what would happen was, let's say that like a bunch of different businesses, maybe like Bank of America, maybe Citigroup, maybe Google, maybe Facebook, a bunch of places are being hit with some sort of cyber attack, whatever a cyber attack is. I don't know if it's a DDoS or if it's, you know, some sort of worm or whatever. But if something's being attempted on these websites, there'll be like some sort of clue. If it's happening, that something will pick up and we'll call this a signature. So if this happens, these companies will be able to just freely share this with the government, and it can go to whoever, and they can kind of like analyze it. But by agreeing to this contract, what essentially it also allows is any sort of information that's being traveled through these different networks, if it can be assessed that it is relevant to cybersecurity, it would be also shared with the government. So it just kind of opens up all of these networks, pretty much anything, but pretty much opens up all internet traffic to be fed to the government for the sake of cybersecurity standards. It's not as hard as people are making it out to be, but it's still just putting some sort of regulation on there.
Okay, but these companies, they're not required. These companies, this is voluntarily, and this is voluntary information that they provide to the government.
Yeah, no, totally. It is voluntary. It's voluntary. But the companies also, like, it's totally voluntary, but there are incentives. If they share this information, they remove themselves from any sort of liability. So, when you sign like a terms of service agreement, when you join like Facebook or you join Google, and they tell you that they're not going to violate your privacy, stuff like that, when Google or Facebook in turn shares your information with the government, they are removed as liability. So they're free to do whatever they want.
Yeah, but they've been doing this, though. They've been doing this on websites like dating websites, matching up websites. Websites, all right, you see, the majority of the websites you see that they advertise on TV, like the advert on TV, like those dating websites, those websites are information gathering tools. But they're not going to tell you that. They've been doing this. But what is getting to the point is they should not make it where they have to. All right. If one of my clients on one of my website is doing something that they don't like, they should not come to me now and say, okay, his info, his information, his name, his address, and so forth. The most they might have from him, from that person who's causing a menace, is probably his email address. Then they go, come to me now. They go, tell me this is his email address. We know he's been in and out of the system under the email signature, and we want his info. Now,
if they subpoena me and they tell me, okay, we're going to subpoena your business and we're going to shut your business down if you do not give the info, that's a different story. Now, if they come to me and they tell me that I have no right to say no to them, or I have no way to say, okay, I have to give this info to them, that's not even
turn
a violation of my right. That's like being submitted. I'm being submitted. I'm going to have to submit
log.
Under your rule.
Turn off logs. Ban all furries. You're free.
Okay. 2 minutes. Hammurabi, 2 minutes for being annoying. I need to bring back Sicko. Sicko, you've been waiting patient. Are you still there?
Yeah, what's going on, bro?
Nothing. Nothing. This is going to get wacky really quick.
Wacky.
It's going to get pretty zany here in a second. Hammurabi will be off timeout, and we got... before I bring on the one angry Jew, I want to bring on a caller who's been very patient. This is, I believe, a non-caller. He goes by Bam Fox. Anybody familiar with Bam Fox?
Yeah, I know Bam. Put him on it.
You know
he
Bam
knows,
Fox?
He knows who I am. Yeah, he knows who I am.
All right, let's bring him on. Bam Fox, you're on the air. What's up?
Yo, what's up, y'all? My group, Fox Brothers.
Fox Brothers?
That's what we go by. We have just
What's your Twitter? Do you got a Twitter handle? What's your Twitter handle?
We just started up the group. Well, it's not even a group. It's just the
knowledge,
you
think through your social network strategy?
Yeah, I got the Facebook. It's Bam Fox. You can just find me on
Facebook.
There. We got our main group. I got several. I got Twitter and everything. My Twitter should be Mr. A97.
Incorrect. Incorrect. That's a major fail.
But anyway,
losers winning. Bye.
And CISPA, they've invited me to groups. There's 2,943 going in this group. In the other group, there's 502. So that's how many there is in that Ain't All Your Ops thing that you guys was talking about. That is, it's just websites that are going offline Monday, not sure, whatever day. That's all we're doing. Guys in my groups that are attacking the government sites, you know, you guys are correct about there is no law saying that you have to give them information. It's just that they want the information, and yes, they do patrol Facebook all the time. There are CIA agents and everything all over it. I mean, Moco Space, I'm not sure if you guys ever heard that, Vampire Freaks, all kinds of stuff, you know. FBI is everywhere, all over them. Most people don't even pay attention, you know. I mean, I believe in my fact, I'm not sure if anyone else is going to even agree with this, but I don't think Obama, like, I don't even really think that he likes this country, you know. He went to Israel a few months ago, and somebody told me it was the visit of his dad. I don't think it was the visit of his dad at all, because whenever he went to Israel, that's whenever they were sending us all them threats to fucking bomb our country and stuff, you know. I didn't understand that at all, so.
Yeah,
I don't understand
any of it either. It makes no sense to me whatsoever. It's crazy, man. It's part of this senseless world and culture we live in now. It's terrible. And guess what? This show is going to get worse. Stick around, kids. Not only do I have JVAB, Hammurabi's Code, Anon Sicko, 18 Blake, Bam Fox, we also have Tom Wayne, City of Flint, the one angry.
the working day after, though. Funny thing about weekends when you're unemployed, it don't mean quite so much. You get to hang out with your working friends. We got a spaghetti western here on 36. I like spaghetti. I like the way the boots are all reverbed out walking across the hardwood floor. In fact, everything's got that big reverb sound. Well, what do I do now? Go to sleep? Pull the pod? We need new pornos. Guess I'm still writing.
And that's when those kids are like fucking 19.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, we got 20 minutes to go. 20 minutes left with my fantabulous panel tonight. Of course, I have J-Vab with me. What up, J-Vab?
What up, you got? What up? You know, I'm loving it. You know, you always do a great, great motherfucking, oh, you always do a great job.
Yeah, you know, my new motto that I adopted a couple months ago now was, I'm going to BTR as hard as I fucking can. I'm going to BTR like it's my last show ever, because who knows, it might be. The way things are going, it's just, you don't know.
Well, but I ain't going to lie to you, Vince, like, I really do respect you as a dude, you know what I'm saying? I respect you as a man. I respect what you do, and I enjoy your show. And I do appreciate you got me on today, man. Like, I never, ever would thought that I would call in and you would have me on this long with you on the show. Like, you don't ever understand how I appreciate this. And, like, but the jokes aside, man, I'm not just talking shit. Like, J-Vab, I'm a professional. I'm a businessman when it comes down to serious business. You need a little, whatever it may be, sponsors, just let us know, man. Like, hit up one of my sites, leave me a message or something. Let me get in contact with you. We definitely could do something, man.
Yeah, we can talk about that off. Hey, we can talk about business offline, dude. But we got a show to do here, and I'm really excited to bring on my next guest. It's speaking of guests, before the show is over tonight, I'm going to reveal my special guest for my show next week. I'm not going to give it away just yet, but I kind of want to tease that. If you listen to the full, all the way to the end of the show, right, sometime between now and the top of the hour, there's 20 minutes left in the show, less than 20 minutes left, I will reveal my special guest that I have lined up, fingers crossed. I'm pretty sure it's a done deal. It's been confirmed. But I will announce my special guest for next week's show at some point before this show is over. Just want to put that out there. But I'm not going to do it right now, because I want to bring on my next guest. And that is my man who's reporting from the front lines of the war on American austerity and the police state and the trenches. We want to talk about trenches. He's in the trenches in Flint, Michigan. Let's go to him now. City of Flint, are you there?
Yeah, hey, let me turn this up. All right, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you. What's up, City of Flint? What's going on?
Oh, not a whole lot, man. Just people getting shot, you know, another day.
So on an average day in Flint, how many shootings would you say on average you encounter in your neighborhood, in the vicinity of where you live?
It's, you know, to be honest with you, well, first I wanted to know, is J-Vab on the line?
Yeah,
J-Vab's
here.
Yeah, J-Vab's here. You're on with J-Vab, Hammurabi's Code, I'm sorry, Just Sicko. It's Just Sicko.
Hey, Just Sicko. What's up, man?
We got Blake. Andrew Blake's here with us.
Oh, hello.
And then we got an Anon with us who goes by the name of Bam Fox. Is that right?
Huh?
Exactly. And last but least, it's Spyco, I think. Is it Spyco? Are you that? Is that you, Spyco?
Oh, you better motherfucking believe it. Sure.
So that's the panel. We got 15 minutes to go. City of Flint, tell us, give us the rundown. What's happening in Michigan right now?
J-Vab is here, man. Talk to
us. I want to tell, what's that guy go by the name of? Something Fox?
Fox
Bam
Brothers.
Bam Fox.
Hey, Fox Brothers. His Twitter says Fox Brothers. It's like spelled like Guy Fox. But Fox.
No, my Twitter name is Mr. A97. All
right.
I got something for you, man.
But you can find me on Facebook at Bam Fox.
I'm a brother from V Vendetta.
All right, let him get back to the city of Flint, please.
No, I'm go about ahead. To go on Facebook right now.
Oh, cyber
anyway.
Stock. I'm on air.
No. Just what I was calling in about is, first of all, I like all this Alex Jones shit like everybody else. But you gotta understand that it doesn't matter who set that bomb there, but having the police going door to door isn't a good thing. That's not a good precedent. That's the only serious thing I wanted to talk about. I mean, do you think it's a good idea to have the military going door to door and put a whole city on lockdown over one dude?
No, not a whole city. 9 whole towns were on lockdown.
And that's essentially what they did for Dorner. Essentially, they did the same thing in L.A. for Dorner to a different extent.
Not in L.A., though. That was just Big Bear, man. That was like a tiny, tiny little...
Oh, no, but the FBI was, from the beginning, once it got ugly, the FBI, the LAPD, state police...
Right.
They all started coordinating.
Yeah, well, okay, but you can't line up. The point I wanted to make was that, I mean, I think that part of the story has lost focus. I mean, let's talk about all those guys in those uniforms going door to door, especially that shot of the military guy out of the top of the tank pointing the rifle at the person who was taking the photo. Did you guys see that?
Yeah, what did they
do? No, I did not.
Tweet it to me, dude.
I will in a minute. But now, anyway,
as far as that goes, that's one
thing. But I wanted to talk originally, and why Vince had me on tonight was that I was just messing around trolling the local newspaper like I often do, because a lot of the local cops get on there and they have a huge dialogue. It's hilarious. People get really worked up. But so I was trolling the local reporter who was doing a story on these mysterious booms. If you search that, you know, there's reportings of that from Alex Jones type shows, you know, and boards and whatnot. But basically what I did was I found out that there was a secret Homeland Security and TSA bomb range in Flint, Michigan. And by me trolling the reporter, he called the local police and they admitted to it, and they shouldn't have. And it's located basically behind some old farmhouse across the street from a gas and oil refinery. It's like literally less than a half a mile. It's natural gas. It's like a petroleum refueling center. And they've been blowing shit up back there for, I could show you all kinds of reports, but I had it from the police scanner, from the Flint police ops. They put out every scanner call. And they have a Facebook page, and I took a screenshot of it and gave it to the reporter. And sure enough, the TSA spokesman, John Allen, issued a statement. And I think that that's the source of a lot of mysterious booms across the country. And that's the serious shit that I called it about. As far as, like, you know, who are those guys with the two backpacks? I don't really give a shit, man. Those people got hurt, and they killed that kid. But lining up tanks going door to door is serious shit. You don't want to stir up all this gun nuts.
You have someone, right, that is faceless. First he was faceless, on the run. Then they figure out who he was. How you would not go door to door and get him? He's not just a regular criminal, man. I could understand if he was a regular criminal. There's classes of criminals. Like, I could understand you do not condone what they did, but they had no choice to do that. You have no. In certain situations, you have to be harsh. You gotta bring the stick out at certain situations, man. But to all of these people who saying that it's a conspiracy and they did this and they did that to take away more of our rights, all I gotta tell y'all is, man, come on, knock it off, man. Y'all see what's going on. And
yeah, but look, man, that's probably right, and I probably agree with you. But it's a fact that we ran guns and drugs into Mexico under a federal program. I don't care who the president is. And how do you think that fucking heroin gets in the hood, man? That shit don't grow here.
All right. I know the dudes who sell the heroin in the hood is not importing the heroin. I know
that. But how do they get there?
But
how did they get
beyond,
from Afghanistan to where you're at?
No, but, yeah, but it's beyond selling the heroin in my neighborhood. The heroin or the opium comes all the way from across the country. This has nothing to do with Mexico. Mexico is just another part on the chessboard, on the black and white squares. It's everything has to do on a square. A black square, a red square, New York square, Moscow square. It all has to do on a square. It ain't nothing to do with running drugs from Mexico. It's just a part of the bigger plan of what structure that's really running the show. The little drug dealer in the neighborhood, J-Bab is your hood representative. The little drug dealer in the neighborhood has no idea of what the grand scale person who's actually important in bringing it in. He has no idea of what's going on. He has none, because if he did have an idea, he would have been in that position. But being a dude from the hood and you a hood dealer, you will not make it. Half of these hood dealers has no clue and concept of what the real government is.
Hey.
They don't.
Hey, y'all kind of got a little off topic. We were talking about Boston, and you said that they had a right because they didn't know the guy's identity, but by the time they went door-to-door, they already knew who they were looking for.
That's exactly what I said. At first he was on the run. They didn't know who he was. Then they found out who he was. They was going door-to-door to search for him. But you have to understand, in this case, he's now, when I say not a regular criminal, he has the technology and the ability not to just kill someone and we cannot stop him. He could destroy city blocks.
Hang on, one second. Hold up just a second. When they fly that helicopter over the house, they can see everybody in the fucking house. We got one that flies over Flint, helicopter.
We have the best LIDAR, radar, and GIDAR. System.
You don't need to go door to door with the tanks and point and bring out little kids in handcuffs and all that shit, man. Over one dude.
That's just to push the agenda more forward. You just give them another reason. I'm not even going to say that word because I'm not trying to go on my 2 minute timeout because we at the end of the show. But you just give them another reason to fulfill what their agenda really want to do. Like, the agenda really is, man, America is really the last strong country that says no to everything and would not bow down. And until we have disorganized and we have riots in the streets and we confused and we just torment in America for no reason, what's in America with the own citizens.
Who's talking about riots in the streets, man? I'm not talking about that. I'm saying the military can't go door to door. That's all I'm saying.
That's exactly what the bigger picture is leading to. You have tanks and you have soldiers in the streets. First of all, we should not have that. This is not martial law going.
That's what we're saying.
The enemy itself that America is truly fighting right now at this period in time is not all these wars that they just confusing you guys with. The true American enemy is within America, is the citizens they self. They have to
the
find
right
a
people,
way.
Right.
No, it's not just white people, my dude. It's everyone. They want everyone to have to just turn and just start rioting against the government because the government's taking away our rights. They're throwing slight punches with the stick right now, slight punches, and they're going to throw a heavy punch.
One last thing. What do you think? I assume you're a black guy, right?
You know I'm black, man.
Okay. Well, what do you think your great-grandparents, who marched in Selma, Alabama, if they took their voting rights away, how do you think they would act? They took the more black people in the state of Michigan don't have the right to vote than do.
Fuck you, bitch! First of all,
studio audience. That's the studio audience. They're not happy.
Building a country. Nah, America was building a country at that time. I'm talking about blacks in America. I don't even consider what the blacks in America went through to the natives of America. What they went through something that's like a billion times worse than the blacks, and no one talks about them.
Exactly.
Honestly, let's just keep it real. It has nothing to do with white, black, Chinese. It has nothing to do with that. What they're trying to do, they're trying to make it to a point where you guys turn against the government and go crazy. But I'm begging you guys not to do that. Never ever do that. Like, keep on with the regular picket fences and holding the signs up. Because
once they stop using rubber bullets and smoke
bombs.
Okay,
smoke you can throw in all those jams.
J-Bab is, you don't understand how I'm begging society not to fall for that trick, and not for society to just go crazy and just turn against it. I do not want it to happen, because America will go downhill, man. And, like, you all might think it's a joke right now because we having fun with it, but if America is living like a third world country, like how Mexico lives, or one of them island countries, you will not like it. Your asses is going to run to England, Netherlands, or the Dutchlands. That's exactly where all you guys is going to run to.
I
love this country, man. I love this country. Y'all understand, like, the things that we do, man. Like, nowhere else you could do this, man. Like, come on.
Oh, everybody else speak for a second. Jesus Christ. I understand what you just said, and I'm sorry. I don't mean to be disrespectful there, bro. Every time I tried to speak, you started another sentence that kept going on. So I apologize for that outburst.
Go ahead.
I understand what you said. You said for us to not do what we're doing for fear that the government will evolve from using rubber bullets to using live ammunition and shit like that. That's a backward way of thinking, man. Like I refuse.
No. It's not, because for like this. You all claim, I'm not claiming this, J-Cab is not claiming this, but everyone is claiming that it's a, that what went on in Boston not should have went on. That it was, I can't say this correctly, because I'm not trying to give my 2 minute time on you think you slick, but the way that it went down is, and there's a reason for that. There's a reason for that, and the reason is to get the agenda rolling. That's all.
What agenda?
That's basically what it is. You know what the agenda is, man. You talk about the agenda. You're
agenda
actually talking 21. About the agenda. Now you want to act like you don't know what the agenda is.
It doesn't really matter whether. I mean, it does matter, but you'll never be able to prove if our government did it or not.
I'm never ever going to say that. Because I love my government. I'm never going to say that. Like,
what we need.
You cannot tell me, like, confuse me right now. Like, my government did not plan that.
No, that's what I'm saying.
I don't think
they did either. I'm not saying it did. What I'm saying is that
you
that
have
argument,
our gratitude.
That,
no, I don't need a donkey and 4 acres. I don't need that. Let me tell you what I do need. I need land, rice, I need water, I need structure and bases. That's what I need. That's what y'all should have offered.
This
me,
is
instead
not
of,
a
donkey,
sway.
We
need
acres. I don't want to restitution.
Total concentration.
All right, we lost Sicko. All right, we got to wrap up the live show. Thanks, everybody, for coming out.
I'm not ready yet. I'm not ready to go.
Who's that?
Oh,
that's Andrew. I'm sorry.
Oh, all right.
Yeah,
I'm
well,
out.
Blake. All right, okay, thanks. Thanks, Samurai. Appreciate the call tonight.
Fucking chaos that was achieved.
Yeah, controlled chaos once again. Thank you, everybody, for coming out. J-Vab, any final thoughts before we sign off?
No, man, I enjoyed the show. The panel was great. All your guests was great, and everyone had their great opinions. And thank you for having me on, basically.
Oh, pleasure, as always. Andrew Blake, any final thoughts, quickly, before we sign off?
We're doing the system thing tomorrow, it's totally not going to work because not enough people are signed on. However, I still think it would be very smart of people, even if they're not totally familiar about what the House passage meant and where it's going to go from here, to research the law, at least look into it, because it's really only a few pages. It's easy to look into. I've been tweeting stories about it all week. If you go check out my stuff and take a look and at least learn a little bit about it before you go ahead and say, like, oh, I'm going to shut down this website, it's totally worth looking into what it's about and why it's going to pass and how dangerous it is. It's not as dangerous as everyone says it is, but it's still worthwhile to at least bring yourself up to date on it and start getting angry. And gosh, Vince, I'm really tired. Thanks for having me on. Have a nice night. I'll talk to you soon. Mwah.
All right, good night. Andrew Blake, thank you for being one of our featured guests tonight. Also, big ups to the Foolish Reporter in City of Flint. If you want to catch up on any of my future shows, go to my Twitter account, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. We want to also make sure we give Bam Fox, are you still there? Hello, Bam Fox, can you hear me? Is this thing on? Oh, wait, let me unmute you.
Yeah, you own Bam. Bam was impersonated.
Well, whatever. Who? Hi, yeah, caller, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here. Could you guys
hear
me?
Yeah, yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay.
Okay, the show's nice. Pretty...
I hadn't logged on to my Twitter in, like, probably a year or so.
Okay,
and I got
cool.
on there, and something I posted illegal or something. Twitter took my account off, but I'm creating a new one. It's going to be underneath Fox Brothers' name. Just search it and it'll pop up, all right? Dad, stop it. But it had been taken down, and I'm like, what the hell? I'd never signed on to it in like a year. I hate Dad, Twitter, you know? What is with anonymous wearing a mask? Why do they consider themselves to be faceless? Because we want not only ourselves to be safe, but we want everybody that consumes around us to be safe also. We don't want to reveal ourselves on our family members, sir. Okay, but isn't a person with a mask on who's faceless, right, that does justice on his own, isn't he a vigilante? Huh? Isn't a person who wears a mask and does justice on his own, isn't that considered to be a vigilante?
You know, not really. I mean, I've talked to, like, several people that wear the mask, and I don't know exactly what you just asked me, but
no,
police
I'm,
officers
I'm
and such are ripping them
no.
off people's face and saying it's illegal to wear them. That's like saying you're going to Halloween, it's illegal to wear, like, a Jason mask, you know? It's weird.
Okay.
There really no telling about that.
I just wanted to say big up to Vince in the Bay and PutnamClassified.com, and thank you very much, Vince, for having me on. And Van Fox, I really don't know who you are, but do your thing. Big up to Russell League Live Radio, and everyone have a good night.
Right on.
You too.
JVAB, thank you so much. Peace out, bro. Always a pleasure to have him on the show. Good to hear from JVAB.
Make me a future guest one day. Man.
Yeah, yeah, we should do. You should be my co-host one of these nights.
Okay.
Let's do the whole thing. It'll be Vince and JVAB.
You know, Vince, I ain't gonna lie to you. I went into Harlem recently, and I got a couple people out there to do a couple videos, and I got a couple of them to make a shout out for you and for your show. And that's my word.
No.
Yes, I do.
Oh, yeah, I think that he said that to you also.
I want to see that. I want to see
on
that.
On Facebook and stuff.
The most I could do is upload it on YouTube and get the YouTube link and try to Twitter it to you somehow, because I really don't have no other way to send the videos to you.
Yeah, that's fine. That's cool, though, man, that you did that.
Okay, cool, man. I was just like, yeah, man, you know, the ones that I really interact with in the computer world, I really do show love to them, and I was like, yeah, time to do one for Vince. See, he out there, he doing this thing. I'm like, he's doing this thing. So I was like, you know, make one for him. I got Russell Lee going crazy up and down on videos. So I was like, time to go on. One for Vince. I was trying to get some midgets, man. I see this midget hooker, but she wasn't out that night, man. I was like, ah, man. But
what is this dude talking about? That's my main question. I thought I heard him say midget, and that is very rude, sir. That is very rude.
Okay. Anyway, you know what? We also have Spyco. Spyco, do you have any final thoughts?
I don't even think
yeah.
he's still on here.
Of course. I mean, he's being legit about midgets shouting out, like, shit for him. I'm
it was very rude.
Like, he's got...
I wasn't offended at all.
I was not offended at all. I don't see what the problem
well,
is.
Well, I mean, well, how awful are you? I mean,
doors.
Several people out there are registered, not yeah. being any rude or anything in particular. Midgets, as they call it.
That would say
most people get cyberbullied, bullied into their face and everything about being shorter than most people. Now, I don't have a problem.
Yeah,
I'm 6'2", but.
No. When you're in the hood and J-Vab's giving you $2 to shout out Wrestle League or Vince in the Bay, and you're a midget, and like, you know, you're at the fucking, you're at the Afghani corner store buying a 40 ounce, I don't think anybody's getting offended, to be honest. Like,
you
I
know,
mean, have,
you
like,
never know, like, you never know about these
yeah.
times of days, dude. So much
well,
stuff is
midget,
going wrong with politics
right?
and stuff.
That's my
Everybody's
state.
Trying to kill themselves, you know?
Fuck midgets.
Yeah, that was rude. That was rude. I hope a midget busts a fucking beer bottle over your head.
Are you
oh,
Fox
wow.
Brothers? Are you Fox
yes, I
Brothers?
Am.
Okay,
I
at,
am.
Can,
I am, but I just
him.
Simply don't care.
At Fox Brothers on Twitter. It's official fucking Twitter.
Fox Brothers is a poet.
I'm trying to make that Twitter right now, but they took my other Twitter down, and I'm pretty pissed.
Yeah, man, you
I'm
should
pretty
you
pissed
definitely
at
get that Twitter. I mean, it's open, right?
Here, I'll make
no,
the
wait.
Username right now. It's Fox Brothers.
Yeah.
I just made the username for it. Wait,
oh,
it's already
you?
Been taken. What the fuck?
Oh, fuck.
Fox Brothers 1. There,
shit.
It's Fox Brothers 1. Okay.
Oh, fuck, somebody took it.
No, it's Fox Brothers 1. I
thought
it
was Fox Brothers. It says it's official Fox Brothers account. And has Illuminati signs everywhere. I don't know what the fuck is going on.
That one's not me.
It's
I don't
official.
Know if it might be one of my guys, but it's not them.
I don't know.
Oh,
you came into the Anonymous and you came into the Illuminati. That's like two sides of the coin. Talk to me. Is it in the same picture?
Fuck, man.
Sir, since when are we talking about the Illuminati, sir?
Because your official account has a fucking all-seeing eye everywhere, Illuminati signs
you
everywhere.
That. You just did that.
Yeah.
Your,
it is a
friend that got Illuminati symbol.
Yeah, I'll make my account right now.
It's already been made.
Damn it.
Official.
Huh?
It's official right there.
No. Right there. Correct that, dude. Damn it, damn it. Twitter so sucks. Is anybody else with me on this? Twitter sucks.
Okay, Ben, we're going to take screenshots of your Twitter feed and we're going to put it on our website and we're going to call it Feeds of the Retarded.
Dude, I am trying to find this stupid ass Twitter out. They keep saying my time is wrong, man. My time isn't wrong.
The reason why your Twitter is not coming up, you're not doing the anchors right. You have to put the tags correctly into the chevrons.
So are you stupid?
Excuse me?
You are stupid, aren't you?
You're telling me that you're trying to create some type of Twitter name, and I'm telling you, you're not putting the correct tags into the damn chevrons correctly, and you being offended. I'm not even being
strong. No, you're incorrect. Why the hell are you going to play music and all that? But anyway, it keeps saying the time on the device that I'm using is incorrect. The time can't be incorrect, dude.
Oh, fuck, you don't know how to use your hardware and software. You just sync up with
I don't
the
know,
time
I
properly. Don't do that.
I hate
shit goes off.
Twitter.
Yeah. When you look at your clock, that's not the actual time. Your shit's fucked up, dude. You have a virus or something. You need to get
man,
some
I thought it just said it automatically. Fuck, it should work now. I don't even give a fuck.
Have you wrestled any Jimmys lately? I mean, you may have been compromised. I don't know, man.
Have I fought any what?
Have you wrestled any
polar bears, dude. I was about to say no. Sure,
you haven't wrestled
I don't, know. I don't even know if fighting a polar bear is illegal now, you know. If I went fucking fist to fist with a polar
Wait,
bear, I think it would
eat me. Did you say PHU blog.info?
Huh?
What did you
I got the page back. All right, I got mine up. It's I ain't got no photos or anything on there. I had like 1,000
photos. Hey,
you guys, but one other thing on FISPA before we end this. Team Black Hat Hackers, they're not joining in. I've done talking to them.
Websites that's not even making no money. These websites are the ecstatic pages. They're not doing nothing. So go ahead and shut down. Did you think that I'm gonna shut my business website down or the other man who's making money? Like, nah, come on, man. Like, what are you talking about?
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo. El hombre.
I ain't gonna lie to you. That Bam character, he's my star sprinter, my Megatron. Right now, he's star sprinting me. I'm Megatron, and that's
what?
My star screen. You're my star screen.
This shit was really getting into that sexuality weird, you know. I don't know, man.
My star screen.
This time, it creeped me out a little bit.
Take down your pants. Are you on the level?
I'm on the level. I'm sticking with his ass.
Do you have a crystalline
computer?
What do you call me?
No, I'm not a computer.
Do you have a crystalline computer like JBAD? You don't. Your crystalline technology is confusing. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about, man? I'm sitting here tripping on the little computer thing talking to me.
You're telling me that you're anchoring the Chevron incorrectly. What are you talking about?
Man, I was talking about the dates on my Android and shit being wrong. I don't know. Has anyone ever used the Siri shit? Are you gay?
I can't answer that.
I love Siri. It's hilarious, you guys. It's hilarious.
What is the
check it out, you guys. I love it.
What's happening with you?
It even knows my name. Let me find out. Oh, shit. I think it's just one click. I can't remember how many clicks it is. Oh, well.
Anchor Chevron 12 and you'll be okay. X-Spike was talking about.
What happened to everybody?
Oh, yeah. Somebody was saying I don't really look too short. Somebody was saying I don't represent the Bay. I'm too short. So, I'm going to sign up. With the man himself, life is short, everybody. Sherry Bone, and also, he gave up the mic and brought you a beeper. Do you want to rap or sell coke? Brothers like you ain't never broke. People want to say, hey, what's this my time? Brothers like me had to work for mine. 8 years on the mic, and I'm not joking. Sir, too short, coming straight from Oakland, California, home of the rock. 8 woofers in the truck, beating down the block. Short dog, I'm that rapping man. I said it before, and I say it again. Life is too short. Too short. Life is too short. Life is to some people unbearable. Commit suicide and that's terrible. Wasn't much too much or nothing big. If you live my life, you'll be fighting to live. Life is to me my main asset. I've been doing all right and keep it just like that. Chill out at the house and bump that bass. I'm trying to get rich as I rock the place. Everybody's got that same old dream to have big money and fancy things. Drive a brand new Benz, keep your bank right here. Never hear me stutter once, cause I talk real clear. It's on you, homeboy, what you gonna do? You can take my advice and start working, boo. Or you can close your ears and run your mouth. And one day, homeboy, you'll soon find out. Life is too short. Too short. Life is too short. Agree while I'm
I'm living my life, don't mess with me. It's been a long time, baby, since I first got down, but I still keep making these funky sounds. Still, but don't stop rapping, that's my thing. I make a lot of money, do you know what I mean? Life is complicated, you must stay up. You ask a simple question, boy, don't say what. You only live once and you're calling it hell. Policeman trying to take you to jail. You can give a man time, but you don't know. In a matter of time, I'll be running the show. Now another young buck wants to be on top, making big money, slanging hot. The chat horse trying to peel your cap. Turn around, homeboy, you better watch your back. Life is life is. You can take back all the things you give, but you can't take back the days you live. Life is. Some people have been on earth, living every single day for what it's worth. I live my life just how I please, satisfying one person, I know that's me. Work hard for the things I achieve in life, and never rap fake when I'm on the mic. Cause if a dream is all you got, homeboy, you gotta turn that dream into the real McCoy. No time to waste, just get on that case. Can't be down, cause you need to taste the good life. Living like a king on the throne, getting everything you want and trying to handle your own. It's your life. Don't be stupid though, cause when you waste it, you'll know life is. Life is.